Hello, respected viewers, this is George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel once again. And this time commenting on what happened yesterday, Wednesday, the 3rd of May, 2023, when there was supposedly a drone attack on the Moscow Kremlin. So in case you don't know, the Kremlin is a historic fortress in the very center of Moscow. It's more or less the citadel of the Russian state and has been for centuries. And President Vladimirovich Putin has a residence there. Now, he spends almost no time there. But anyway, perhaps surprisingly, this was broadcast on Russian state media, where they control virtually the whole media, with great fanfare. They wanted people to know that this drone exploded just above the flagpole of the Kremlin's Senate House. So very close to where the president's office and flat are situated. So there appears to be burn marks on the roof. Now, the Russian government, they alleged that the Ukrainians had tried to do it and said it was a bid to assassinate President Putin. It wouldn't be surprising you tried to kill him. Putin supposedly had hundreds of people out there to try and kill Zelensky. Okay, people get killed in war. Tens of thousands of people have been killed in this conflict since February last year. Many of them civilians, many of them deliberately killed by the Russian military. Not collateral damage. This is absolutely on purpose. So I don't see why Putin should be immune. He is the head of state. He is the commander in chief of the Russian armed forces, as he is very keen to remind people. He's often appeared in public in military uniform. He is a member of the military in time of war. So yeah, of course you'd kill him. I mean, thousands of ordinary soldiers, privates get killed. Why on earth should the commander in chief not be a legitimate target? But anyway, Ukraine usually doesn't comment on attacks inside Russia, neither confirming nor denying they've done this. But nevertheless, they've carried out quite a few drone attacks. Now, this is something like 450 kilometers from the Ukrainian border. So it'd be rather impressive if the drone could get there without being shot down. That's deeply embarrassing for Russian air defense that it managed to get so close that, you know, had Putin been there, it could quite easily have killed him. You know, the interception was almost a fluke. In a way, it might be bad for Russia to highlight this because it's showing their vulnerability. The Ukrainians taking the unusual step of vehemently denying this. President Zelensky happened to be on a surprise visit to Finland when the news broke. Ukrainian military capability is being enhanced. They're getting longer range and more sophisticated. And bear in mind that no one would be more heavily defended than the Moscow Kremlin. So, Kyiv's long-awaited counteroffensive against Russia is going to commence imminently, probably this month. And there have been a number of attacks on Russian oil refineries, such as in illegally occupied Crimea. There have been some bombs on the railway line, derailing trains. I'm staggered they didn't do far more of that on air bases. Remember, Victory Day is the 9th of May. That's when the Russian Federation commemorates the Second World War victory, which was won by Ukraine, by Azerbaijan, by Georgia, by Armenia, by Kazakhstan, by Kyrgyzstan, by Tajikistan, by Turkmenistan, by Uzbekistan, to some extent by Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Belarus, and maybe Russia a bit too. So it's not that they did it all on their own. And Russia was only 50% of the Soviet population. And it's true that some Ukrainians took the side of the Third Reich, but that's true of some Russians and some all the Soviet peoples. A few of each of them did, because Stalin's tyranny was so genocidal. I know Nazism was even worse, but people didn't know that necessarily in 1941, hadn't seen how bad it was going to get. But anyway, 21 Russian cities have cancelled their Victory Day parades. Some of them have explicitly said for security reasons, including Tumen, which is in Siberia, which is a couple of thousand kilometres from the Ukrainian border. And they specifically said, because of security concerns. So what anxiety? There might be other reasons because there are not that many troops or that many vehicles to parade. Now, the main Victory Day parade in Moscow's Red Square regularly has over 10,000 troops participating. Be a tri-service parade and hundreds of pieces of equipment, as in tanks, you know, towed artillery, self-propelled artillery, trucks, armored personnel carriers, infantry fighting vehicles, and obviously helicopters that fly past by jets. and there'll be, you know, larger planes, transport planes, or communication planes, whatever you call them. But it's been significantly scaled back because there are not that many troops to do it. Some of these are show horse units which practice year round, so no wonder their drill is in time. But also, it's a big target. If even one drone gets to Red Square, you know, kamikaze drone, that could be hundreds of soldiers killed or injured. So it's a bit of a risk. And so it's mainly the in the districts adjacent to the Ukrainian frontier that they've called this off. Now, Russia has also taken the unusual step of saying that the United States was behind this drone attack ultimately, that they'd encouraged and approved of it. Now, if Ukraine did carry out this drone attack, I mean, it's just possible the Americans did. I think it's unfalsifiable. But Putin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, he said that the President Putin wasn't in the Kremlin at the time of the attack, and was in Novo Agaryovo, which is 10 kilometers to the west of Russia, west of Moscow, as it's near Rublovka Chasse, that very rich area, Rublovka, Zhukovka. I used to live there, you see, and the bit sort of blanked out on the map, clearly where his estate is. So Dmitry Peskov, that's Putin's mouthpiece, he said it was a terrorist attack. Well, first of all, I mean, it's not. If it's carried out Ukraine, which is a sovereign state, which is at war, it's illegal war of unprovoked aggression, which is entirely caused by Russia. So the Ukrainians entitled to defend themselves and to strike deep inside Russia to kill members of the Russian military, and that would include the president. Now, I don't want people to be killed. I mean, I'm not a pacifist. I'd rather war hadn't started in the first place. I much prefer Russia hadn't invaded and ended it today by unconditional withdrawal. But as it is happening, then unfortunately people are going to get killed. And I realize they're not all bad people on the Russian side, nor are they all good people on the Ukrainian side. I mean, life's not like that. But Putin's got only himself to blame for this, and he might not be so lucky in future. So, President Zelensky says, no, we fight in Ukraine to drive the enemy out. But I might not be telling the truth. There's a talk about it wasn't even a false flag. Would the Russians have launched this drone against their own Kremlin? Because then Russian people feel under threat. There's a rally to the flag effect. All right, there's a certain logic to that. On the other hand, as I say, it makes them look feeble, pathetic, might scare them too much. You know, there might be blind panic. Nobody's safe. We can't even protect the Kremlin and so on. They got that far. They came with the nace of killing Putin. So it might actually be more demoralizing and deeply humiliating and lead for calls for the Victory Day parade to be called off, which went ahead more or less as normal last year, although there were no international guests. And Putin said, no, thanks. We don't want international visitors this year. He said that because nobody was going to come apart from possibly President Lukashenko of Belarus. And the same thing this year. He's Billy No Mates. Or if you look back to big ones like 2005 or 2015, he had dozens of world leaders. If not the head of state or the head of government, the foreign minister or whatever, the deputy head of state. So it just shows that Russia's growing isolation. Dmitry Peskov is that Putin's official spokesman. He said it's the United States which chooses the targets. But the United States has said, no, they do not select the targets. The former Admiral John Kirby, spokesman of the National Security Council, he categorically denied it and said that this is an outright falsehood. Well, I mean, Peskov is Pinocchio. He's a flagrant liar. Bit like his son's claim to have spent months fighting on the front line. He's a sort of a pampered Lord Fauntleroy, as usual. He might have showed up for a photo opportunity. I don't know Peskov to be lying this time. And I'd be astonished if the United States didn't share a bit of intelligence, a bit of target information or whatever, satellite imagery, and let the Ukrainians decide. But of course, you know, this is sheer conjecture on my part. Anyway, they're going to be getting more drones, and they might try and you know, compensate for the lack of numbers by more and more drones. They say that it's other people, could be Russian dissidents who did it. There are all sorts of theories out there. We may never know. A bit like who blew up that pipeline in the Black Sea, was it the Russians themselves? There were certain Russian military ships around there. Their warships had obviously turned off their systems so they supposedly couldn't be located, which is deeply suspicious in itself, before this happened. And again, that doesn't actually prove they're the ones who carried out. The theory is the Ukrainians did it. And the claim that Russia deliberately destroyed the pipeline in the North Sea is problematic. There are reasons why they wouldn't do that, but, you know, they might yet have done it. We may never know. The plot thickens. Thanks for watching the channel. Goodbye.